It's Lord indeed that you live and we live also.
实在是主，你活着，我们也活着。
Lord, not only that we can face tomorrow, we can face our past.
不但我们能够面对明天，我们也能面对过去。
And we can live in the present and live in the moment.
我们能够现在就活着。
And Lord, that others can see that there is a hope in us.
让别人也能够看见，在我们里面是满了盼望。
Lord, how marvelous, how marvelous, and how wonderful it is!
主，这是何等的荣耀，何等的伟大
！Because once we were hopelessly lost,
因为我们曾经我们是没有盼望，我们是失丧的。
But now, because you live, we can face tomorrow.
因为现在是因着你活着，我们能够面对明天。
Lord, may you speak to us this morning so that this resurrection can be realized in each one of us.
主，我们求你，你今天对我们说话，让我们你的复活在我们里面成为实际。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
我们祷告奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。Amen.
My sister, please be seated.
请坐，弟兄姐妹们。
Good morning. So it's so good to see all of you.
Yeah, 早上好，我们非常的高，我非常高兴能够见到大家。
And I remember the first time we came here, and there was a public works main project that was outside, there was construction outside.
啊，我还记得我第一次来到这里的时候，还记得外面好像在做一些管道的施工。
And how time has
那个时间好像真是过得那么的快。
And but every time when I come here, I feel that I'm a rookie.
我每次来到这里，好像我是一个刚刚来的。
And you know that there is, I don't know if you're into baseball, you know, the Mariners. So if you watch baseball this year, they have a lot of changes in the rules.
我不知道大家是不是关心那个这个叫做棒球哈像我们 Mariner 这个水手队不过现在好像是已经有一些规则的改变。
And so that if the player.It's the first time ever appear in the Major League Baseball. They will have a special badge. It says debut.
所以如果是一个新手哈，他第一次来打的时候，他会有一个带一个牌子。
I tell you, every time when I come here, I have a badge on.
所以他就说我自己每一次来到这里，好像我就带了一个这个牌子，是新手。
It says rookie.
是 rookie 就是新手哈。
But every time, indeed, that I come here, I always met new brothers and sisters.
我非常高兴每一次来到这里能够见到弟兄姐妹。
And then last night I was stay with my brother's family, and it's so wonderful to meet with the father and mother and the kids.
Yeah, 我上次来也是住在弟兄姐妹的家，能够也见到他们的父亲孩子。
And so let's turn to.Our scriptures, if you can project it on the screen. There's a couple of scriptures, and I asked the brother to project it so that we can save some time.
我们一起来看今天要读的圣经哈。我也请弟兄姐妹把它这个放在投影上面。
And thank you so much. The first place, let's read together in our own language. Let's turn to Mark 10:21.
我们一起来看马可福音。第十章的二十一节开始。
Mark 10:21. So we'll read it together out loud, together. Yeah.
我们一起念，我们一起念，用中文、英文都可以一起。
Then Jesus beholding,
耶稣看着他，
loved,
就爱他，
and say to him,
对他说：“
lack,
你还缺少一切，去拜面你所有的，分给穷人，
heaven,
就必有财宝在天上。
Come,
你还要来跟从我。”
And let's turn to Luke 14:27.
我们再来看路加福音，我们是十四章二十七。
Luke 14:27.
凡不背着自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And then Luke 5:8.
我们再看，也是路加福音第五章的第八节。西门彼得看见，就俯伏在耶稣膝前说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
In the next couple of verses, you'll be a little bit more. Let's turn to Matthew 4, chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14.
下面我们还有几节，我们是马太福音十四章二十七节。
Verse 27, right?
好，我们一起来念。耶稣连忙对他们说：“你们放心，是我，不要怕。
”Do not fear.
三十一节，耶稣 赶紧伸手拉住他说，你这小信的人啊，为什么疑惑呢？
John 6:68-69.
约翰福音第六章从六十八节到六十九。
Simon Peter answered him, Lord,
to
whom shall we go?
You have words of eternal
life.
我们还归顺从谁呢？我们已经信了，又知道你是神的圣者。
By the way, before we go on, in Matthew chapter 14:27, we read earlier in English.It says, "Be of good cheer, I am."
哦，我们回到那个前面，我们再往下继续往下读的时候，我们啊，马太福音啊里面他们讲到一句啊，不要怕，我是啊，他说我是。
And I am in English is the same as the great I am that when Jehovah revealed to Moses.
啊，这里讲到了英文里面讲到我是啊，我们的中文翻成是我，啊、是在也是就是神向摩西显现的时候。说的我是
almost done. So next, let's go to Matthew 16.
我们
Matthew 16.
我们下面到马太福音十六章二十二节，我们一起。彼得就拉着他，劝他说：“主啊，万不可如此，这事必不临到你身上。”
And the next one is Luke 22:61.
下面是路加福音二十二章六十一节。
The Lord turned and looked at Peter, and Peter remembered the word of the Lord, how he had told you, "Before the rooster crows today, you will deny me three times." And you know, the Lord is actually very gracious. He not only foretold that Peter would deny him three times.
我们的主他非常的真是有恩典，他告诉彼得，不但你要否认我三次。
And the Lord left out that Peter will actually curse and deny him.
因为他讲的是主实际上彼得他是发咒的来在这里否认主。
Last but not least, let's go to John. I'm sorry, one more verse. Sorry, before that, Luke 22:61.
我们下面要继续路加福音二十一章十九节。
To Luke 22, sorry, 61. I may have given you the wrong verse. I don't know. Yeah, 61.
61. 61. 对，路加福音二十二章六十一节。
So John 21. Sorry, John 21.
约翰福音二十一章。
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, 谢谢弟兄。
John 21:19.
二十一十九节哈，是路加。
No, it's John 21:19. John 21:19. It's okay. Well, I'll just read it to you, and then the brother will read it in Mandarin. I'll read it in English. John 21:19 says, "He spoke this, signifying what death he should glorify God, saying to Peter." And when he had spoken this, he said to him, "Follow me."
二十一章约翰福音二十一章十九节哈，眼睛拿下来。
A brother is getting old, so he needs bifocal.
耶稣说这话是指着彼得要怎样死，荣耀上帝荣耀神。说了这话，他就对他说。你跟从我吧。
Amen. So let's bow our head and pray.
让我们一起低头来祷告。
Lord, we lift up your words into your hands, and this morning,
我们真是把主你自己的话交托在你来交托在你的手中。
Lord, if you don't breathe to us, then your words will be in vain.
如果你不是向我们吹气，你让你的话住在我们里面的话，你的话就成为枉然的。
So Lord, we come humbly before you, and we surrender ourselves to you.
我们主，我们真是在你的面前俯伏敬拜，将我们自己交托在你的手中。
In your name, I pray.
我们祷告奉你的名祷告。
This morning, I would like to share on this topic of come, surrender, and lose your life.
今天我们在这里要跟大家分享的是来我们的降服，而且来跟随你。
It doesn't seem to be an Easter message.
这应该是我们复活节的信息。
No, this doesn't sound like an Easter message.
这个好像听上去有点不太像，好像是那个复活节的信息。
You know, during the breaking of bread, the brother prayed, really amen, that, you know, without death, resurrection cannot be realized.
我们真是在刚才薄饼的时候，我们有弟兄祷告，我非常的阿们，因为如果没有死，也就没有复活。
And when the Lord about to ascend, and he told the disciple that make disciples of all nations and baptize under the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit.
因为我们主耶稣在他升天之前，他跟他的门徒说，去叫万民成为他的门徒。
And to baptize them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
而且奉我的名，奉父神，还有圣灵，还有他自己的名，来给他们施洗。
So it was never the Lord's intent that we just saved, but being saved and to be a disciple is together in the same package.
所以我们主耶稣在这里不只是要拯救我们，而且是要叫我们成为他的门徒，这是一揽子的计划。
So if any one of you here have not yet received the gospel, I hope that before you leave today that you make a decision to be his disciple.
所以我们在座的，我们如果当中还没有接受福音的话，我盼望你今天能够接受这个福音，而且愿意成为他的门徒。
But what does it mean to be a disciple of Christ?
到底这个意味着是什么，成为主的门徒？
Well, the Lord said earlier, which the verse that we also read, that it says, if anyone wants to follow me,
因为主耶稣我们前面读的圣经里面讲到，如果有人要来跟随我，
you must deny yourself and carry your cross and follow me. What does that mean?
这个到底是指的什么意思？
And in the gospel, it even says dailyYou have to do this daily, on a daily basis.
因为是那个福音书里面就讲到这个里面是
every day, you do this every day.
每一天的。
So it's like you get up, you brush your teeth.
就像你早上起来你要刷牙一样。
And then, you have your own routine, right? You do it every single day.
你要做你每天所要做的事。
The Lord is saying that if you deny yourself and you carry your cross in such way.
主耶稣也是讲我们要背起自己的十字架，而且要舍己，也是同样的要天天做的。
Yeah, I don't know what image that you have in your mind when you think of this verse.
不知道你是怎么想象关于主耶稣讲的这句话。
And you know, there are many difficult things in life.That we do them regardless.
不管怎么样，我们实际上，我们在每天的生活当中，我们有很多很多的难处。
And some could be finish off a degree, could be your study.
有的难处也可能就是在你在学校里面所学习所碰到的问题。
And last night, my brother told me about, I don't know how much he knows about giving birth, but giving birth is difficult.
当然以前有弟兄跟我讲，但我不知道他知道多少，他讲好像生产生孩子是非常非常大的一个难题。
Or like me standing here speaking to a crowd. That can be difficult.
或者是人站在众人面前要讲话。
But regardless, that what does it mean to deny ourselves and take up our cross to follow him daily?
但不管怎么样，到底这个主耶稣讲的要舍己，每天来背起十字架跟随他。
And he didn't say that to be a disciple of Christ, while you got to do the A, B, C, and D.
他没有说好像要跟随基督的话，要讲有一二三点要跟随。
You must have a gift.
你
You must have a spiritual gift.
一定是要有恩赐哈。
Or you must be in administrations. You know how to get things done.
或者说你有你在这个里面的关于服事方面的一些工作
需要做的。Well, you have to know how to care for people.
你也要知道怎样来关心人。
All those are important, but the Lord says, if anyone wants to follow me, you must do this.
但主却说，你如果要跟从我的话，你必须来舍己，来背起十字架。
So, before I get into the main topic, there is a pretext I would like to share with you.
当我进入这个主题之前，我前面有些一些前言哈。
There is a rich young man that we read earlier in the gospel that he came to Jesus one day.
在我们前面读到圣经里面就讲到一个年轻人他来到来见主耶稣。
He said, "Good teacher, what should I do to have eternal life?"
他就讲到，哎呀，夫子啊，那个你是良善的，我们是要怎样？我要怎样行才能得到一个永生呢
？And so the Lord asked, so Lord asked him about, have you obeyed the Ten Commandments?
所以主耶稣
commandments,
主耶稣说，你还是否已经遵行了十诫
？He said, "Oh, I have done this since youth."
他说我已经在我年幼的时候就已经做到了。
And then Jesus, beholding him, loved him and said to him, "One thing you lack."
所以主耶稣就爱他，不过也跟他说，你还缺少一戒。
Go sell whatever you have and give it to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. And now, the following phrase is in New King James and King James, and in some manuscript it says, "And come." Take up the cross and follow me.
我们说主耶稣就是说，你要变卖你给分给穷人，你就有财宝，即在天上必有财宝，而且你还要来跟从我。但是有这个英文里面的叫做钦定本的时候，它有一句话就是说，还要背起十字架来跟从我。
He went away empty-handed, sorrowfully.
但是他却是忧忧愁愁的走了。
After he was gone, then the Lord says to the disciples, "How hard it is for those who have riches, who trust riches, to enter the kingdom of God."
所以当他走了之后，主耶稣对他门徒说，有钱财的人进入神的国是多么的难呢？
So the disciple responded by saying that, "How hard it is for a rich person to enter the kingdom of God?" Is that what their response is?
所以主耶稣这些门徒就是说这有钱财的人进入神的国是这么的难，是他们的反应吗？
No, the disciples' response is, "Who? You, me, and everyone else can be saved."
所以这他的门徒的反应是说，那这样的话，谁能得救呢？
Young or the old, rich and poor, who can be saved?
不管是年少的也好，年老的也好，或者是穷人也好，或者是有钱财的也好，到底谁能够得救呢
？You see, Jesus is not just talking about his bank account.
所以好像说耶稣他不只是说，好像他就是一个银行一个是有银行里面有账号的。
He has done quite a bit accomplishment. He has accomplished quite a bit.
因为可以说这个少年人他已经成就了很多很多。
He may have status.
He 他的地位。
He's a ruler. And he has done the commandments since youth.
而且从年少的时候就已经遵守了十诫。
And he is a good person.
而且他是确实一个好人。
And he probably has is very probably very dignified. He's had dignity.
而且是他确实在这个地很有地位的。
You see, we are all rich in our own ways.
我们每一个人实际上我们都有我们自己感到我们很富有的地方。
But when it comes at the feet of Jesus, that Jesus tried to send him a message.
所以他来到主耶稣面前的时候，主耶稣要告诉他一个信息。
Now.The intent of Jesus is not to send him or discourage him to follow him.
我们主耶稣当然他的意思并不是说要来使他消极或者是让他离开。
For Jesus beholding him, loved him.
但主耶稣却是爱他。
I don't know anywhere in the gospel that Jesus have said to an individual in such a way.
我们啊不知道在圣经里面哪个地方有讲到主耶稣特别对某一个个人来讲这样的话。
But the intent of Jesus is for this rich young ruler to come to the end of himself and to totally surrender to him.
所以主耶稣对待这个少年官哈，对待他是完全来引导他来降服。
Because there says, with men it is impossible, but not with, but with God all things are possible.
因为这里圣经说到，在人不能，但在神凡事都能。
I hear people quote this verse in many different ways.
所以我们看到当了啊、听到神的这句话的时候，我们真是很非常的惊讶。
And indeed, that if you need help to get good grades, you certainly can apply this verse.
当你特别在学习中你想得到好的成绩的话，这句话一定对你实用。
But within the context of denying yourself and carrying your cross, this is what Jesus said to that rich young ruler.
但是这个里面这个有个前提，必须是你要舍己来背起十字架。
There's also a pretext that we read earlier.
我们也前言里面，我们刚才读的圣经里面也有。
In Luke 14:27, whoever does not bear his own cross and come after me cannot be my disciple.
是在路加福音十四章二十七节，凡不能背自己十字架跟从我的，也不能做我的门徒。
And then he went on to give two parables.
实际上这是一个比喻。
And it says if you were to build a two-story house.
比喻这样说，如果你要做建一座高楼。
And then like let's say you have a one-story house and then you try to build two stories.
我们就打个比方，你如果已经有一个一层楼的房子，你要把它建成第二层。
And then after you knock down your ceiling and your roof, you found out you don't have enough money.
如果你是把那个屋顶都拆了，把那个墙也拆了之后，要准备盖的时候，这时候才发现你没有足够的钱。
And that would be really embarrassing.
这个时候好像就非常的沮丧啊，尴尬，非常的尴尬。
And so and like a king who is going to fight a war, and you found out you have 10,000 and the enemy has 20,000.
所以另外一个比喻就是说，你好像要去跟别人打仗的时候，但你要打的时候才发现你只有十万，但是对方却有二十万人。
And if it's wise that you send a peace, you will strike a peace with them.
可能应该比较这个时候你应该要做的是就是要派人去来做和解的工作。
But again, the intent of Lord Jesus is not for us, is not to discourage us or to say that, well, well then forget it, too bad.
我们主耶稣在这里讲这些比喻讲这些话，并不是说他要使我们感觉到好像没有盼望哈，没有指望。
He doesn't want us to say that, well, it's too difficult, so therefore, just forget about it.
不是他的意思，不是告诉我们这样的困难让我们完全放弃。
Here, Jesus, I believe his intent is to show us that denying yourself and bearing your cross is never ending, a calculated.Cold-blooded decision.
我们主耶稣在这里让我们所看到的真正的，我们要舍己背起十字架来，这是一个一直进行的一项工作，也是一个可以说非常冷酷的一个决定。
And deny yourself and carrying your cross is not you go to a Chinese restaurant. You see, what is the soup of the day?
我们讲到舍己背起十字架，好像不像一个 啊，你都到了餐馆就中国餐馆好像看到，哎，今天的那个的汤是什么汤
？It's not you go to a yogurt place. What is the flavor of the month?
或者说你就到那个卖那个叫奶酪奶酪酸奶酸奶店去说哦，今天是哪一个这个味道是特别的哈
？This is something that is required of your disciples on a daily basis. I repeat.
这个是决定是要他的门徒是每天要做出这样的决定的。
But how is that going to be realized?
这个东西啊，这件事情到底怎么样让我们能够真正的成为实际呢
？And I will use disciples and the story of Simon Peter as a way for us to see the process of denying ourselves and carry our cross and following.
所以我想用西门彼得来作为一个例子来讲我们应当是怎样来舍己背起十字架的这个过程。
One day, Jesus was preaching to the crowd.
当我们主耶稣向众人在宣讲的时候。
And there are so many, so he got on the pole, boat, so that he would not be crushed.
他还不得不站在船上向众人来宣讲。
And then afterwards, and that he told Peter to cast your net.
就讲完道了之后，他就跟彼得说：“你下网。”
And which we are familiar, Peter said to the Lord, "Yes, we have, you know, we have worked all night, but catch nothing. And but at your words, you know, I will obey you. I will do so."
当然，彼得他也说，虽然我们实际上已经劳碌了一个晚上，我们什么都没有得到，但是主应着你所说，我们就下网吧。
Without the Lord's guidance, we can follow the Lord and feeling very empty inside.
我们如果没有真正主的话我们里面虽然说我们可以遵守，但是我们心里面却是完全空虚的。
We'll be like the hamster spinning the wheel, going round and around and around.
就像一个小老鼠在这个转它的圈子，一圈一圈就无止境的在转。
And following the Lord can be a burden.
我们如果真正跟随主的话，可能也会下降。
If following the Lord can be a burden, if not downright.
如果你不是真正的正确的来跟随主的话，也是非常的一个重担的。
And here, Simon Peter, his reaction is not wow, but is woe.
所以讲到彼得，他在这里的反应不是一个好像说哎呀非常的震惊高兴，而反而是一个祸灾。
Because he saw himself.As a sinner in front of the God of Creator,
because he, this time, he saw himself within himself, he is a sinner.
He saw himself as a stinky fisherman.
He saw himself as a stinky fisherman. He saw himself
as a stinky fisherman.
他在神的面前，圣洁的神的面前，他看到自己。
Dear brothers and sisters, it's Lord's intent to bring us to the end.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，这实在是我们主耶稣他的意愿，要把我们人带到人的尽头。
As a disciple of Christ, that we must realize there's no way that we can follow Him.
让我们真正是主的。门徒的话，让我们真正能够明白，我们真的是没有办法来跟随主的。
How can a sinful man follow a holy God? Just think of it.
我们可以这样想象一下，我们怎么样一个罪人能够跟随这位圣洁的神呢
？He is way higher than me. He walks faster than me. I will never able to catch up.
所以他是这样的高，而且是他是这样的行动是这样的快，我们。真是没有办法能够赶上他。
But on that day, on the seashore, it is not Peter who caught Jesus; it's Jesus who caught Peter.
因为那天在海边，不是这个彼得他得到了，乃是耶稣得到了彼得。
But that's not the end of it. That's only the beginning.
这不是结束了这只是开始。
And now we turn to the story of feeding the 5,000.
我们现在再来看一讲到我们主耶稣喂饱了五千人。
You know, there's Jesus after feeding the 5,000, and then Jesus ushered the people away while tell the disciples to sail by themselves across the sea.
所以讲到我们主耶稣
the lake.
对，讲到我们主耶稣他这个喂饱了五千人之后打发他们散开，然后他也命令门徒去上船去过就过海。
And in the job in the John chapter 6, we will find that they are looking for Jesus, and then they found Jesus, and Jesus again speak to them, and then they were offended.
这个时候也讲到第六章里面讲到这些众人在寻找耶稣，他们后来找到耶稣了之后，但耶稣对他们所讲的话使得他们的非常的感觉到愤怒。
And they are so offended that many of them no longer walk with him from that point on.
所以他们当中许多人是这样的愤怒，他们不再跟从主了。
Now between the cheer and the jeer, there lies a wonderful miracle of Jesus.Well, I should say sign. They're wonderful signs of Jesus.
所以可以说我们前面是很大的赞声呼声后面又是出来是这种苦读，这个也是我们主耶稣所要在这里所行的神迹。
And so when Jesus sent them away to across the seashore, and the wind and the waves start to blow.
当主耶稣让他的门徒真是上船过海的时候，这个风也是非常的大。
It was not, please, like river billows roll. It's more like, you know, the waves.
他讲这个风浪的话，不是一般的就是在湖面上面的一些这种的微小小的波，那却是一种狂风哈，狂风那个巨浪。
And their rowing speed is slower than Jesus' walking speed on the water.
所以他们这些门徒摇桨的这个摇船的速度真是比主耶稣在水面上走的要慢得多得多。
Disciples thought it was a ghost, so they got really scared. And Peter, of course, being Peter, he asked, "If it's you, then let me walk to you."
所以他们门徒当看见有一个人在水面上走的时候，以为是鬼当然害怕了。但是彼得却在说问主是你吗？
Looking at the wind and the waves, of course, Peter start to sink.
然后当彼得他看到这个飓风和浪的时候他就沉下去。
And before that, Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Be of good cheer. I am. Do not fear."
所以主耶稣在跟他们说不要惧怕是我。
Is the great I am who calms the sea and the wave.
因为这个伟大的我是在这个大风大浪里面看见了。
And let me go back to the Peter, and the Peter of course start to sing and then says, "Lord, save me."
当我们再回到彼得，当彼得开始往下沉的时候，他就呼求主啊，救我。
And Jesus stretched out his hand and caught him.
所以主耶稣就伸手把他拉起来。
Once again, Peter was caught.
再一次，彼得被我们主耶稣得到了。
I think, once again, it's our Lord Jesus' intent to let his disciples see that.We have maxed out. We have reached our limit.
主耶稣在这里的意愿，正是让我们包括他的门徒看见，我们人他的门徒是达到了人的尽头。
It is impossible with man, but is possible with God.
在人不能，但在神凡事都能。
And I think this has a profound impact on Peter.
我们相信这个对。彼得的印象非常的深刻。
Because in back to John chapter 6, well, Jesus said to the disciples, "Do you want to leave me also?"
我们回到约翰福音第六章的时候，主耶稣曾问门徒，你们也要离开我吗？
And Peter said, "To whom shall we go?
彼得却说，除了你，我们有跟随谁呢？
You have the words of eternal life. You are the Christ, the Son of living God.
你有永生之道，你是基督，你是神的儿子。
By the way, this is before Matthew 16, when he confessed that Christ is the Son of God.
这个是在他马太福音十六章里面，他有这样的承认，说耶稣是基督。
Dear brothers and sisters, sometimes the Lord will ask us, "Do you want to lead me also?"
说亲爱的弟兄姐妹，主耶稣也会常常问我们，我们也要离开他吗？
The point is that. The point is that we are not able or able.
那关键点是我们以为我们行的时候，实际上我们不行。
Do we see that the Christ, the Son of Living God, is the one who called us when we about to sink?
我们想到，实际上看到我们的基督，我们的这位神，永生神。常常在我们在下沉的时候，失败的时候，他抓住了我们。
Between the cheers and the jeers, there's only one way that we can follow him, is to see that he is the one who caught us in his arm.
甚至在我们的欢呼也好，在我们的失败也好，我们中间只有一条路，是看见他常常的抓住我们。
From the seashore of Galilee.And now, we come to the Caesarea Philippi.
所以我们
Who, yeah, go ahead.
所以从那个加利利的海边，一直我们来到撒加利亚哈。
Who, yeah, where Jesus asked the disciples, "Who do you say that I am?"
所以主耶稣在这里问门徒说：“你们说我是谁？”
Of course, Peter gave a revelation which is not from the flesh and the blood.
当然，彼得他的回答是从有启示来的。主耶稣说他这不是从血肉的所启示的。
But how much Peter and the disciples need to see that Christ is only half of the story.
所以这些让他门徒到底看到我们的主耶稣他的全部。
Because if you see the Christ, his cross is never far too far behind.
所以如果要看到主的话，也要和这个十字架他的十字架放在一起。
From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests.And scribes, and be killed, and be raised again on the third day.
所以主耶稣开始要向他的门徒来告诉他们主耶稣必须要去耶路撒冷，而且受长老和祭司他们的害哈，受他们的苦。
And be raised again on the third day.
而且要上十字架，然后在第三天复活。
But I don't think they are they.I think the death of Jesus overshadowed any of the resurrection message that Jesus was saying.
这个时候主耶稣所讲的他要死的话，这个超过了他所讲的他要复活，在门徒这个时候给他们的信息。
So Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "God be gracious to you, Lord. This shall never be to you."
所以彼得就拉着耶稣。就到旁边说真是万万不可，求神万万不可。
In other words, Peter is telling Jesus, you need to have a pity for yourself.
所以这个时候
For God's sake.
彼得在这里跟你讲的说，为着神的缘故，你不可以这样。
Indeed, not only that the flesh and blood cannot recognize Jesus is the Christ, nor the flesh and blood can recognize that Christ.And the cross are in the same package.
当然，我们属血肉的，我们没有能够看见真正的主耶稣基督，他是基督，而且他也不能看见里面的主耶稣基督和十字架 的啊完全的是连在一起的。
For the mind of the flesh can never see Christ and the cross in the same sentence.
所以我们属血肉的不能看到主耶稣和十字架是完全在啊在一个里面。
Then Jesus said to his disciples, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me."
所以主耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就要背起他的十字架来跟从。
With men, with the flesh and blood, it's absolutely impossible.
对于我们人来讲，对于我们属血肉的来讲，我们完全是不可能的事。
With God,is possible.
但是
everything is possible.
但是神的话凡事都能。
And when we read 1 Peter chapter 2 and we see the same Peter a little bit older.
当我们在读到彼得前书时候第二章的时候是同样是彼得但只不过他稍微增加了一些岁数。
And he said Christ the chief shepherd leaves us To follow his footsteps.
所以他在这里面彼得前书二章里面讲到，是我们的牧长，好在带领着我们。
It's the footsteps of suffering.
而且我们要跟随他的脚踪。
And we see that the God has done a marvelous transformation in Peter's life.
我们看到神真是在彼得身上做了这样的伟大的工作。
Of course, at the time.Peter didn't know yet.
当然在那个时候彼得自己还没有意识到。
Peter and the disciples, they were stunned, and they cannot believe what Jesus just said.
那个时候彼得和他的门徒非常的震惊，还不能完全明白主耶稣对他们所说的。
Now, not only that Peter will find out that Jesus will have to drink that bitter cup.
他们那个时候还不能意识到主耶稣他必须要喝那个苦杯。
But when the shepherd, the chief shepherd is smite, and then smitten, and all the sheep will be scattered.
那个时候我们的牧长如果被击打的时候，所有的羊都要分散。
So after 3.5 years, and the disciples have followed Jesus through thick and thin.
对这些门徒来讲，他们好像跟随了主3.5年的时候，好像来到一个死胡同。
And they have followed Jesus through times of difficulties and time of cheering. Of the crowd, from the crowd.
所以当这些门徒们跟随主，好像到了一个非常艰难的时候，而且是来到一个十字架的面前。
You know.Just like the newlyweds, when they exchange their vows, they say,
真是好像有点像这新婚的夫妻他们在交换他们的誓言的时候。
And to better for worse, right?
不管是艰难也好，或者是美好的时光也好。
And then till the end, and then at the end, they will say that till death, do us apart.
我们他说到这个誓言到最后的时候说，一直到死亡的时候才分开。
But you know, the bond between Jesus and his disciples is through death they united.
但是对耶稣和门徒来讲，我们到了死的时候，反而是一个联合。
So in John chapter 13 and during the Last Supper, and Jesus told the disciples that where I'm going, you cannot come.
当我们在约翰福音十三章的时候，讲到主耶稣跟门徒说，我要去的地方，你们不能去。
Of course, Jesus said a bunch of other things, but the whole conversation is overshadowed by Jesus. Where are you going? I cannot come.
所以，当然主耶稣也讲了许多的其他事情，但是。当主耶稣说到这句话的时候，给门徒所看到的是说，你到底去哪里？我们不能去吗
？Well, after all, that's the definition of being a follower of Jesus, right?
他这个的意义，真正讲的是说，我们是要讲到在这里跟随耶稣。
What do you mean that you're going to some place that we cannot go with you?
这主耶稣，你在这里说你去什么地方，我们难道不能去吗？
Once again, the Jesus is intent to show them that you need to come to your end.
所以主耶稣在这里，他的意思真是要让他们门徒能够看到，他们来到了一个一个终点。
Of course, Jesus, of course, Simon Peter like to back to differ.
但是西门彼得他却是他能够在这地方面自夸。
He like to buck the trend.
不愿意顺着这个话走哈。
Oh, he said, "Well, I mean, I will be able to follow."
他说我一定能够跟随。
Even to death, I will follow.
甚至死我都可以跟随。
And all the disciples say the same.
他实际上其他的门徒也是说同样的话。
Little did Peter know himself, isn't it?
我们想，彼得可能真正的不知道他自己。
Not only the Lord foretold him and the disciples that he will deny him three times.
这个时候主耶稣也跟门徒也讲到，彼得说他会有三次否认主。
And Peter didn't even know that he will curse him and deny him.
甚至彼得他自己都不知道，他的那个时候否认主的时候是带着咒诅说的。
And of course, if anything else, being a follower of Christ, they have confidence in that, at least bare minimum.
我相信彼得那个时候他说他跟随主的话，他是完全有信心的。
But even that, the Lord will take away, will need to purify from his followers.
真是我们主耶稣在这里真是要把他自信的完全的挪去。
And the Lord says, I have prayed for you.
主耶稣说，我为你祷告。
Satan will sift you like wheat.
撒旦要筛你像筛麦子一样。
You know, it's like, you know, centrifuge. They try to separate two elements, right? They let's say the oil and the water, right?
就像一个
so it's like a centrifuge.
对。
They try to sift Peter.
离心机哈，就像离心机一样的，有点像。要那个原子分离，或者是让水水和那个干的东西分开。
You know, Satan tried to get the tears out of Peter.
这些撒旦他是想得到这些糠皮。
But the wonderful thing is that Jesus get the wheat out of Peter.
但是非常奇妙的是，在这个塞了之后，主耶稣他得到了麦子。
And Jesus telling Peter, "You need to see that I pray for you."
主耶稣跟彼得说，你要知道我已经为你祷告。
It's not by your determination, by your grit, by your loyalty, by your faithfulness. It's because I prayed for you.
并不是因为是你自己的决定，或者你自己的忠诚，或者你自己的信心，完全是我已经为你祷告。
Come on, Peter. To be a follower of Christ is not what you can do, but it's based on what I can do for you.
所以主耶稣是说，彼得，跟随我的话，不是你能够做什么，乃是我为你的祷告。
Of course, it will only be realized that the disciples went through death themselves.
这个只有当门徒完全能够知道的时候，看到主耶稣死的时候。
Now we have gone full circle once again. We back to the seashore of Galilee.
所以我们刚才已经走了一圈，我们再回到。这个海边
and for the disciples after resurrection is a very strange period.
对这些门徒来讲，那个主的复活对他们来讲好像也是一个非常奇异的经历。
Because all of a sudden Jesus can be at Emmanuel's and all of a sudden they can be at Jerusalem. I mean, he is not in the body form.
所以那个时候的主耶稣他一会儿可以在这里，一会儿在耶路撒冷，他好像不再被这个身体里面拘禁在里面。
Well, because before that, if Jesus in Galilee, then Jesus cannot be in Jerusalem.
以前的话，耶稣可以在加利利，但他不能在耶路撒冷。
But after resurrection, things are different.
当主耶稣复活之后，事情完全改变了。
And then sometimes you could not even recognize is the Lord until he revealed to you.
有的时候你根本不能认出来他是主，直到他自己向你显现。
And it's like he's right next to you talking with you, but you don't know He's Jesus.
就像我们这里，他就在你旁边说话，但是你没有认出来是耶稣。
How can you follow our Lord Jesus after resurrection?
那你像这样子的耶稣，你怎么样能够跟随他呢？
Remember, the Holy Spirit has not descended yet.
我们也记住，那个时候圣灵还没有降临。
Well, the disciples and Peter was received instruction to go to the Sea of Galilee and wait.
那个时候，当门徒和彼得他们得到主的命令，要到加利利那边去等待。
They have nothing to do and they're hungry.
他们那个时候，没有什么事情做，而且也饥饿了。
And then so they went. The only thing they know how to do is go fishing.
他们所能想到能做的是又去捕鱼去了。
And once again.They fish all night and caught nothing.
也是再次的也是一样，一个晚上什么都没有捕到。
Dear brothers and sisters, I oftentimes people tell me that it's a miracle that I pass this class. I pass this certain class in school.
弟兄姐妹们，有的时候我也觉得好像是一个这个一个神迹一个奇迹，我能够读完这个我的研究生课。
Or some brother and sister tell me that, you know, I'm really thankful that I was able to find this job.
有的时候我也会讲，这是也是神的工作让我能够找到一个工作。
But have you thought about it's a miracle that you didn't find a job?
你有时候会不会想到也是神迹？你找不到工作也是个神迹。
There are so many people that you are so overqualified, but you cannot find a job.
但是有的人你确实你各样都行，你有很高的资历，但是你还是找不到工作。
And you are such a smart student, but you just cannot get an A in that class.
那有的人你
No matter how hard you try.
Yeah, 你非常的聪明但是无论你怎样努力，你好像就是得不到 A.
You know, thank God that sometimes we didn't find a job.
我们感谢神有的时候我们不能找到工作。
Thank God, sometimes we didn't get A's.
我们也是感谢神，我们得不到 A.
Because as a follower of Christ, he's going to bring us to the end of ourselves.
因为跟随主是主耶稣自己要把我们带到尽头。
Three times Peter have denied him.
彼得三次否认了主。
Three times Jesus has revealed himself to the disciples, not just Peter, after resurrection.
在主耶稣复活之后，他也三次向彼得还有他的门徒显现。
Three times Jesus asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
也是三次主耶稣问彼得，你爱我吗？
You know, it's so wonderful that this.Fishing expedition is different from the last time.
所以我们也非常的奇妙，这个捕鱼的这件事情。
And this fishing expedition is different than the last time when Peter met Jesus.
就是像这次的捕鱼的经历就跟上次的就不完全不一样。
Jesus said, "Children." It's so sweet.
主耶稣在这里讲的小子们呢
？Children, do you have anything to eat?
你们有东西吃吗
？Nope.
但是他们说没有。
Cast your net on the right side.
他说在船的右边下网。
It's always on the right side.
但总是在右边。
And this time, the fish is big fish. The Bible says, big fish.
圣经这个时候说讲到这个鱼的话是大鱼。
And 153 of them.
是一百五十三条鱼。
Well, now, if you want to know what that means, you please read up to the late Brother Christian Chen's book.
如果你要真正知道这个一百五十三条的意义的话，你可以读陈锡森的他的一些。
And the marvelous thing, unlike the last time, the net did not break and the boat did not sink.
他这个时候这个渔网没有破，而且船也没有沉。
And the disciples a little bit slow. And I admit, I'm just like the disciples and.John, the one whom Jesus loved, finally says, "He's the Lord."
但很许多门徒他们的反应比较慢，但是约翰却是很快，他说这是主。
And Peter didn't have chance to even put on his clothes.
所以彼得那个时候急急忙忙，连衣服都不能，还没有穿上。
He jumped into the water and swim to the shore.
他跳到了水里，他是往水边流啊，往岸边流啊，游去。
You know, if I were Peter, I would put the cloak over my head and swim away from the Lord.
如果我是彼得的话，我那时候跟正是穿上我的这个外套衣服。我游的相反方向游去。
Dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姐妹们
，When you are spiritually bankrupt, like the guy who tried to build his second floor building,
当你在属灵上面你是完全的崩溃的时候，就像那个盖高楼的时候，盖到第二层高楼的那个样子。
When you sit down and count the cost that you know that you can't win this war.
包括你像坐下来要和谈，你知道你不能打胜这个仗的时候。
It's time for you to swim to Jesus, not away from Jesus.
这个时候就是你要向主耶稣游去，而不是离开他。
With man, it's impossible.
在人不能。
But it takes so long and so difficult for us to be really convinced that with man, it's impossible. Especially with immigrants, right?
但是也是对我们来说也是非常的难，也是要很长的时间让我们真正认识到这一点，对我们来说我们不行。
We all grew up watching Bob the Builder. Yes, we can. Bob the Builder, is a cartoon character. Your grandkids will know. So it's Bob the Builder. They have caterpillars and construction equipments. So his slogan is Bob the Builder. Yes, we can. We can do it.
好，所以就是说，他们动画片里面讲到有一个人，他是什么都能做啊。
But you know, surrender does not come easy at all.
所以我们知道，我们包括降服是不是一件容易的事情。
If it would be easy, then Jesus would not have to die for us on the cross.
如果是很容易做的话，我们主耶稣不需要在十字架上为我们而死。
Because it's complete surrender.
因为这实在是真是面对你要真正的降服。
So that we have a way to surrender to Him, to be His disciples.
就是只有这样，我们才他给我们一条路。然后我们能够在他面前降服，能够成为他的门徒。
So Jesus asked Peter three times, "Do you love me?"
所以主耶稣问彼得三次，你爱我吗
？I noticed Jesus' question is always a rhetorical question.
我们知道主耶稣他的问题确实是非常的常常重复。
Like the two-edged sword that cuts the soul and the spirit.
也是可以说是像两刃的剑一样的锋利。
He didn't say that, Peter. Can you follow me now?
他并没有说彼得，你这时候能跟随我吗
？Are you convinced that you're no good?
他没有说彼得，你知道你自己是不行的吗
？Can you sit down and actually calculate the cost?
你能不能真正的坐下来，好好计算你要跟随我的这个代价
？No, he asked Peter, "Do you love me?"
但是他却没有这样，他却问彼得说：“你爱我吗？”
And by now, Peter is fully convinced he is up to no good.
这个时候，彼得他是完完全知道他自己里面没有一点好的。
By now, that Peter is fully convinced, there's no way I can be a follower of Christ.
彼得这个时候自己也完全知道，我真是没有办法来跟随这位基督。
But there's one thing that Peter knows.
有一件事，彼得他确实知道。
He has affection for the Lord. He has a friendship affection for the Lord.
他知道他自己里面对我们的主是有这样的恩情的。
That is not a lie.
但是这个不是谎话。
It's real.
这是真实的。
And Lord knows that.
主耶稣也知道。
So he stooped down. Jesus stooped down.And woo, Peter.
但是我们主耶稣在这里真是也把这个来
And he comes. Jesus came down to Peter's place to recognize Peter's love.
他主耶稣也是这样的来到啊彼得面前来知道他告诉彼得啊彼得他知道。
And he said to Peter.
他对彼得说
follow me.
他对彼得说你来跟从我。
Now you're ready to follow me.
然后现在你要来跟从我。
Dear brothers and sisters, there is a verse in the Corinthians says that if anyone who does not love God, let him be cursed.
啊，在哥林多前书里面有讲到，如果有人不爱主，他是啊要受咒诅的，可咒可诛的。
And that love is not agape love, it's a feeling love.
你要知道那个讲的爱不是这个。神圣的爱，而是一个恩情的爱。
Dear brothers, sisters, and friends, this morning, do you have any affection for the Lord?
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，今天早晨，我们对主耶稣，我们里面有没有这样的一个感恩情的爱
？If we have, that's enough.
如果我们有的，那就足够了。
Because we have a chance to come to the end of ourselves.
因为我们会有这样的一个机会，我们能够来到我们人自己的尽头。
And the Lord will show us, not in one day, but daily, that we come to the end of ourselves.
所以主耶稣他会让我们知道，我们每一天都会来到我们人的尽头。
And if I'm wise, I'll quickly do the count and say, Lord, there's no way, there's absolutely no way I can follow you.
如果我是有智慧的话，我会对神来反省说。我没有办法来跟随你。
But we don't have to be like that rich young ruler and turn away sorrowfully, and we come to the Lord, say, Lord, save me.
所以我们不应该像那个少年官一样的忧忧愁愁的走掉。我们的反过来跟主说，你来救我。
And do you believe that he'll catch you in his arm?
所以你能相信吗？主耶稣他这个时候来伸出手来拉住你。
Do you believe that he has prayed for you?
你相信不相信主耶稣已经为你祷告
Do you believe that he loves you affectionately?
你相信不相信主耶稣他爱你他是以人的恩情的爱来爱你
As a good friend
是像个好朋友一样的
Let's bow our head and pray
让我们一起来低头祷告
Lord, what a glorious Easter morning
主，这是何等荣耀的复活节的早晨。
But Lord, indeed that without death on the cross, we will never experience the resurrection.
是的，我们如果没有经历这个十字架上的死亡的时候，我们也没有可以经历这个复活。
Lord, thank you for dying for us.
主，我们感谢你为我们而死。
So that we may live.
So, 我们可以能够活。
It's not till death do us apart, but through death, we are together.
不是因为死使我们分开，乃是经过这个死使我们与你联合。
So Lord, you bring us through difficult times, and you bring us through fair weather.
所以亲爱的主，你带领我们经历这些困苦，你也带领我们进入这个完全的美好。
Most importantly, you bring us to the end of ourselves.
特别重要的是，你带我们带到我们来到人自己的尽头。
So Lord, we thank you for that.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你。
So that we can completely surrender to you.
让我们能够完完全全的降服在你的面前。
So that our identity is pegged, is fixed on you.
所以让我们所有的一切都是在你的里面。
So Lord, as we depart, may your words continue to churn inside of us.
虽然我们要离开，但是你的话在我们的心里。
Lord, whether we're young, we are old, and no matter what our nationality is,
不管我们是年少的、年长的，不管我们是有各种各样的国籍的。
Then may no one who is sitting here this morning that will go away sorrowfully because they cannot do it.
让我们没有一个人，我们离开这里的时候是带着忧愁的。
Oh Lord, you knew. Of course, we cannot do it.
亲爱的主，我们知道，我们凭我们自己，我们不能做。
But Lord, indeed, with men it is impossible, but with God, everything is possible.
亲爱的主，在人不能，但是在神凡事都能。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.